You have tuned in to the Tommy Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning in to episode 31.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver. All you Beaver believers out there, coming to you tonight from Beaverton, Oregon. Hey, I sense a theme. And along with us today from sunny California, it's Dave.
Hey, guys. How's your night going?
Yes, it is, let's just say, but I have to start off now with the topic at hand. This is the third take for episode number 31. The third take.
This is crazy. Yes, last night was seriously the best show we did.
It was so kick-ass, my computer didn't record it.
Oh, man. That is just... That's too bad.
So now that the punchline has been thrown out there, we started on Sunday afternoon. We spent 3 hours trying to get a three-way on Skype. That's right.
Not that kind of three-way, you sick people.
Hey, it could have been. You never know.
Yep.
So spent 3 hours trying to get a three-way on Skype. We couldn't get it to last for more than... like 5 minutes was the longest I think we got a three-way conversation going. And it just became so hard to reconnect, and people wouldn't hear other people's audio, and it was just chaos on Skype. So
I agree, man.
Me and Dave.
Very frustrating.
So Chris was the other person, so Chris is going to come on the next show, which will probably be up on Thursday night, Friday morning. And then this show we were going to record last night, but while, as you heard, I screwed up and didn't record it. And my apologies to you, Dave, because that had to suck. That was a great show, too.
It was a good show, Ted.
So now we're going to get psyched, and we're going to blow that show out of the water.
All right. Cool.
Yes.
Well, I vaguely remember some of the things we touched on yesterday. The first thing we were talking about was reality TV shows, so... Just to kind of recap, you know, yesterday's perfect show, we were talking, Ted and I were talking before the show started yesterday, as to what we could, you know, what topics we were going to discuss, and you know, we always kind of throw random out there, and I mentioned this TV show called My Fair Brady, and kind of got a little bit into that, you know, and why don't we go ahead and kick that off, like, start with the reality TV shows,
reality TV shows with your host Dave.
Thank you. So the one of the shows that came to my mind was a show called My Fair Brady, and the middle Brady goes on this another reality show called Surreal Life, which is on VH1. And if you're into reality shows, you know, I'm sure.
This is about the part where I brought up, hey Dave, have you seen The Girl Next Door? And you're like,
yeah.
And you said, what's The Girl Next Door? And I said, I'll tell you, Dave. It's about the Playboy Bunnies.
Yes, and Emily watches it every episode.
Every episode, through and through.
Yep, and you have to suffer through it too, huh, buddy?
It's so captivating. When I walk in the room, I have to sit down and see what Hef and his bunnies do.
You got to see what's going on.
Yes, lots of pure vulgarities and nudity, and you like to see a fine piece of ass bounce around in a tail, or maybe rubbing each other down. It is the show.
Well, you know, the girls. How many playmates are natural? How many do you think? I think how many are natural? 90% plastic, you think?
Oh, the girl that Hef is really the top bunny, I guess I call her.
Yeah, yeah.
She is 100% natural and hot.
She's au naturel?
Au naturel, with a bumping body, man.
That's my kind of girl.
Blonde, blue eyes, puts Jenny McCarthy to shame.
Oh, she's a Dave girl, then.
100% Dave girl. And for all the people listening who don't know what Dave girls are, let me put it this way. Beach bunny meets blonde hair and big boobs.
Natural boobs.
with a nice plump little booty for the shaking on the honeymoony.
Yep. No, I. One of my pet peeves is implants. I just don't dig them at all. They look right and they feel right and just not good. So. But anyway, I digress. But Girl Next Door, good stuff.
It
so.
Is, yes. They had the 4th.
So go check that out. It's on E at like 7:30, I think.
I think it's on Sundays or something. It's around the time of The Simpsons. That's why I never remember it.
Yeah, so just check the local listing.
All right. Well,
yeah, anyways, getting back to that My Fair Brady, you know, like, it's this one girl that was actually, I think she won American Top Model, which is her next show, I think. And her name is Adrienne Curry, and she falls in love with Peter Brady on The Surreal Life and ends up moving in with him, and then they have their own thing. Now she goes on Surreal Life on Peter Brady, and, like, it's pretty, like, it's this girl's kind of an egg case, and I don't know, she's way out there, so.
Was she, like, all plasticky in the face and had those, like, crazy eyes?
Yeah, and she's the one that, like, I mean, they ate sushi off her naked body in one episode.
Oh, nice. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, it was great, but just go out there. I mean, she is definitely in La La Land. but yeah, then that kind of led to the discussion of the inception of reality TV shows. And, you know, it started with, well, we were talking like The Real World, but actually the first one, now that I was thinking about it a little bit, it was actually Cops was the first, you know, real reality show that I can remember.
Cops.
There may have been something before that, but Cops
was
the one that
kicked it up. Road Rules, man. Oh, that is real like world. The worst show. Road Rules and what was that MTV one that you mentioned?
Real World.
Real World.
So,
Road Rules and Real World. Oh, I hate those. But, hate them.
But, you know, it's like they have seen, I think people get it, but, you know, it's like what happens when you throw seven strangers into a house. And
you get chaos.
Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's like people know how, racism, chaos, gay, straight, blah, 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 whatever. You know, there's all these issues. That
they
can
love
discuss.
How they kind of match up, like, a right-wing radical Nazi in the house with, like, a liberal, like, gay boy.
Exactly. Like, you know, they'll take, like, the big old tough, like,
the racist
hero.
And the black person and have to like share the same room.
Yeah, exactly. You know, with the angry black poet. So.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know, just a big variation of, you know, lifestyles, personalities, you know, viewpoints.
Oh, totally.
Upbringings, everything. So, but yeah. I mean, it's no way. You know, I do confess I do watch it. So, but,
Dave, I never knew this side of you. I don't know what to make of it.
Conveying his senses. So.
So, I'm disturbed. No,
but we need to stop scaring music in the background. That's cool. No, but you know, so then actually that leads us to, I think, you know, they had the Road Rules, and they had, you know, Survivor, and but along the way, somewhere thrown in the middle of that was this little show they had that really changed reality TV called Fear Factor.
Oh, I love Fear Factor, man.
Yeah, and I remember we had this discussion yesterday, and I want to throw this out to people out there. And, you know, I mean, Ted and I talked about this yesterday. I can probably take the stunts, you know, that's no big deal. I cannot stomach some of the crap that they eat, you know, and Ted has a good rebuttal to that.
Yes, I
but,
do.
But it still is nasty as heck.
Yes, I have a great rebuttal for that. And it leads me into a whole Fear Factor segment, but I guess in the meantime, let's just pause here. And listen to some music brought to us by the, as usual, brought to us by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Go there and sell your soul. But make sure on the way to buy the Bloody Irish Boys. They are our musical guests tonight playing the song Drunk Tonight. Find them at thebloodyirishboys.com. From their album Drunk Rock, here's Drunk Tonight.
To that place I've been. goes down. But watch out, here comes another round. Drink until you can't see. Celebrate another drunken year for me. Everybody's gonna get drunk tonight. We're gonna trick and fight. Everybody's gonna get drunk tonight. Everything will be alright. The place you'll be. The questions come, but no one answers. See why we drink when we're told not to. I guess that's just what we're born to do. So raise your glasses to me. Celebrate another drunken year for me. Everybody's gonna get drunk tonight. We're gonna drink and fight. Everybody's gonna get drunk tonight. Everything will be alright. Everybody's gonna get drunk tonight. We're gonna trick and fight. Everybody's gonna get drunk tonight. Everything will be alright. Take me back to that open road. Where it leads, I'll never know. Take me back to that place I've been. Where it starts, it also ends.
That was the Bloody Irish Boys. Do you know where they're from, Dave?
Yeah, Ted, they are from Ohio.
Really?
Yep, they are from the Irish Boys from Ohio.
Ohio Bloody Boys. Irish
Boys. Yep.
Cleveland! And Ohio! It up Ohio! In...
Yeah, are they from Cleveland or are they from Columbus?
I have no idea.
Cincinnati? Yeah.
I could not Someone find out good that information, some... but they're a pretty, pretty rocking band. Or
yeah, I know,
solo
exactly.
Act. I'm not sure what they are, but definitely digging on it.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, you got the West Coast and East Coast punk, and obviously we're biased.
Oh, don't make this an East-West hardcore. You can't do it, man.
But you know where the... Yeah, man, my love lies on the West Coast, but the Bloody Irish Boys are good.
Yes, yes. The Bloody Irish Boys. And, okay, so I'm going to get into this Fear Factor issue now.
Go right? for it, Ted.
We're gonna hit this. So, I believe Fear Factor is just not a big hoax, but it's basically they declaw the... If they make you eat rats, they'll declaw them. I'm sure they'll take out anything that might be of harm's way. But, you know, for the most part, everything I'm sure is edible. They call... mealworms, which I used to feed in my lizards, maggots, so they kind of hype it by the name. But for the most part, it's pretty simple stuff, and most, you know, they're well supervised, and I don't think anybody's really been hurt on the show. I mean, you gouges
well,
there, but...
Yeah, I know, but I know, and more than anything, you know, people do get grossed out and whatnot, but speaking of getting hurt, though, there was a guy that I knew, I didn't know him, like, we weren't buddies or anything, but he went to school with me, and I mean, I've seen him on occasion, and stuff. Back in high school, he used to see him, and he went on this show called Dog Eat Dog, and Dog Eat Dog is like Jeopardy meets Fear Factor.
Oh yeah, I remember that show. It was canceled after like a year or two.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
In
and
the
like,
second season, because I remember he used
it
to
did
watch
stop
it.
In the second season. So, but they had a really hot host named Brooke Burns. She was no man. I mean, that was perfect choice for a host. Oh, good lord. That girl is something
else. Man, I'm sporting a stiffy already.
Oh, is it high on your sundial?
My sundial says it's approximately 8:15 in the evening.
Oh, okay, so you're definitely not a full mast then.
No, not at all.
Okay. But anyways, getting back to the whole... Doggy Dog Tank. So they had this one segment and where they had to go underwater, and I think they were equipped with scuba gear, and obviously, you know, whoever stays under longer wins. So I mean, if you're a competitive guy like this guy was, or is I should say, you know, you're gonna want to outdo the guy next to you. So they had the contest, and I guess he was under for longer than he was supposed to be under, and I'm paraphrasing, and I'm probably not getting the minute details correct here, but suffice it to say that he suffered, you know, came up, well, they, you know, they didn't revive him till later, and he ended up having brain death because, you know, he didn't have enough oxygen to his brain, so he went into hypoxia. Then, you know, he, I think he had a stroke, so the hypoxia stroke. So then, like, you know, you can't sue because right before the show, what happens, Ted?
You sign a waiver, signing away your rights as a human citizen to be injured and with the right to sue as an American.
That is correct. So he relinquished all rights to any kind of litigation. And as a result, like, he's, you know, got a wife and a kid, but you can just tell that, you know, he had some kind of, you know, he's not all there.
Now, Dave,
but,
when you say your buddy, do you really mean you? Is this something that you're trying to work through?
Dave Silvestri, The Untold Stories.
Tonight on E!
Tonight on Behind the Scenes. Oh, gosh.
So, oh, that's kind of sad. So
it is sad, you know. I mean, it gets, you know, that's
now,
what happens.
Speaking of strange things, I was reading this today. This absolutely cracked me up. This was in the Daily Barometer, which is a student publication at Oregon State University.
Okay.
So it comes out, I think, every Wednesday or something like this. I can't remember when. It might be every Tuesday, which is why I found this today. But check out this. All right. This is so sad. Bar and pub goers praise raising your glasses, not to drink a toast or beer, but to peer at a small cylindrical coaster that may reside under your beverage. Chances are the paper disc could feature a logo of your favorite new brew, or it might just be a stick figure urinating on a bush. The second opinion, dubbed a common sense coaster, are likely to frequent the establishments of 21 and older crowds in Corvallis, Oregon. As part of the partnership to reduce underage drinking and responsibility of use of alcohol. The program debuted last week as a local partnership made up of individuals of the Benton County Health Department, Oregon State Police, the Corvallis Police Department, OSU Student Conduct, OSU Student Life, the Downtown Corvallis Association, and a smattering of other community members. One of the coasters, keep it down on your way home. It's common sense. Creating excessive noise in the neighborhood could cost you $200. Apparently giving out their fine prices as well for disrupting the public or noise ordinance or whatever. The second offense depicts public urination, specifically a stick figure standing over a bush with a dashed line representing urine in between. Go before you go, the coaster warns. Peeing in public can cost you $150.
Now that's just sad. That is just, that is depressing.
Coasters with depictions of scenes and little catchy phrases like, go before you go. Urinating in public, it costs you $150.
Do we really need to be reminded not to pee in public?
Hell, man. I do it in downtown Portland when I get a chance. No, seriously.
Oh,
I mean, dude, you gotta go. You just walk into a back alley, pull down your pants, piss, and walk away.
That's ridiculous, but...
Yeah, it's just.
Hey, how are the what are the urine restrictions in Canada?
I do not know, but Canada. Speaking of which, everyone, the Canada movie, as promised, is done. Unlike the Canada pictures, which took me a week to post, here is the Canada movie, and it's pretty cool. So it's pictures and film strips from our trip to Canada. And have
and
you seen
tunes.
It, Dave? It's pretty sweet.
Oh yeah,
man.
I have, Ted. It's really good. But check it out. Good music on there. Me first. The Gimme Gimmes, and who else is on there? The Beatles are on there.
Beatles,
and,
little Weezer, I think, and Cherry Pop
Weezer's
and Daddies.
Good tunes.
Good tunes indeed,
good tunes.
Not the corny sellout Cherry Pop and Daddies song either.
Just no, it's not
the
YouTube Riot.
Cool Daddy Poppers.
Yeah. And I confess, I'm not a hardcore Cherry Pop and Daddies fan, but the one song they did that was a hit was very, you know, that was very catchy, but... I don't know. The whole swing / you know, kind of I don't know, that whole scene, it's not really
it
Scott, I guess they are more swing.
You, my boy. It eludes you.
But yeah. But they are local boys, right?
Yeah.
Well, local to you. So
Well, speaking of local boys, drunk Irish music, how about a little drunk dialing? What's this I see, Dave?
This is Drunk Dialing with Mr. Mike.
Yes, from the original Timely Beaver Show, we have Mike, drunk dialing, and this is his message.
This is Drunk Dialing with Mike, and yes, you have won the magical number, and yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about, but shit.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. I just went to a show tonight at the Sonic Lounge. We watched a rockin' fucking band called Amadon, and I'm calling everybody on my phone saying, hey, they fucking rocked out with your cocks out. Yeah, we're fucking declaring musical independence on every fucking body. And Christina's here, and Ted's here.
Watch out, yeah. We're on you!
So fuck you. Everybody.
Let it off!
I think I recognize a few other of those voices back there.
Yep. Boy, we'll kind of staying on the same thread of drunkenness, but I want to talk about that. Oh, you know, I was looking into some of the baseball scores today. You know, the divisional playoffs started, and the Indians just missed it. They missed the playoffs. But I want to talk about that legendary hat you said.
Legendary hat?
Yep. Legendary Indians hat.
Oh, the legendary Indians hat.
Yeah, tell people exactly that legendary hat that's supposed to be on the creek box.
All right. Oh, okay, Dave. Legendary. Thanks for pulling my leg. The legendary Indians baseball hat of mine I got when I was in 6th grade. It's now got a slit up the back to fit my head, because it was like one of those wool hats you have ones that go all the way around. So it's got the slit with safety pins in it to hold it on. The brim fell out, so all you got is this red flap where the brim used to be, and the rest of the hat's blue, and so I turn it around backwards. So I have these
it looks like a propeller hat.
Flag and shag and back. And
it's just, awesome.
I've puked in it. I've gotten. It's been run over. I can't think of how many other things that have happened to it. But the best one, I think you can tell the story of, because you watched me with our first 40.
Yep.
And what happened there?
Well, I think that we downed it, and then we went our separate ways. And this, I mean, I didn't see it, but this is what Ted told me the next day. Got to the driveway and opened the door, and out comes the everything, you know, and off goes the hat into the puke. So
tasty,
so, yummy. But I mean, you tell me that. I mean, that hat is like, I mean, you wear that every day of your life, aren't it? I mean,
oh yeah.
That, then they got like you said. I mean, it's probably seen many shows in the, you know, many days next to the pool.
I think it went to a Pennywise concert back in 96.
Yeah, and then also like the Kindred concert.
Oh, went to many a Kindred concert. Gosh. Yeah.
But then like when we went to the, I don't know if you took it when we used to go surfing. You may have left it back, but like that thing has seen,
I still
everywhere.
Have that damn hat, man.
Well traveled hat.
Hanging up in my closet right now.
Yep, so that was classic. Oh. So,
well, let's pause here, take another break, pull back into it with another hard-nosed session of political talk and rant, scandalous humor. Coming to you again is the Bloody Irish Boys with their song...
And it's Corky in a Bottle.
Woo! Right on, Dave.
Which is I think it's province or city in Northern Ireland, but correct
me if I'm wrong.
We were
looking for it yesterday, trying to figure out where it was, but...
Yeah,
no
we
avail.
Can. I mean, exactly. You know, I think for now, Anniscorthy, we couldn't figure it out, but.
But yes.
We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
But here.
Go, sorry, Dave.
Are the Bloody Irish Boys with Anniscorthy in a Bottle.
With a pasture screen, a place where the water's as blue as the sky. That can dance, you can sing, you can come along to the land called Ireland where you can feel at home. There's one way to get there if we're going tonight. We'll drink more of the rare old stuff and get the feeling right. Away I'm going, I'm halfway through the door, so I guess it's time to drink some more. Away I'm going as Ireland draws me near. One more drink, it won't be the same. Be the same. When it's put in a bottle, that is what I need to take me back to a place where the fun's guaranteed. You can walk into a pub and hear the fiddles play. You can sit out on the countryside and get drunk all day. But people are all friendly, they'll say hello. If you're ready for Ireland, then come on, let's go. Cause there's one way to get there if we're going tonight. We'll drink more of the rare old stuff and get the feeling right. Away I'm going, I'm halfway through the door, so I guess it's time to drink some more. Away I'm going as Ireland calls me name. One more drink, it won't be the same. Be the same. Go.
Thing in a bottle. Hope you enjoyed it. Check them out at thebloodyirishboys.com. And I wanted to touch on something, one last thing before we sign off, Ted.
Sure thing, Dave. What you got?
Well, we are October, so I wanted to kind of introduce like maybe a bi-weekly segment on ghost stories. And we have our ghost, I guess we can probably tell our famous ghost story as Halloween nears. Probably right around Halloween, maybe we can tell it. But in the meantime, we want to hear your ghost stories out there. So, write in the Beaver or call this number. What's the number, Ted?
The number is 206-222-BEAV. That's 206-222-BEEF
or 2328. So.
But definitely call in.
Give that number a call.
Call in, leave us your scary ghost stories, or write us at timelybeaver@gmail.com. Love to hear it, man. Or even
we will say it on the air.
Email it to us or something. Who knows?
Yeah, we will kind of talk about any good ghost stories.
Speaking of October, let me read you something I found today.
What's that?
Our secretary at work always gives us like a daily message with who's absent, who will be coming in late, you know, those types of things.
Yeah.
Or those daily office activities. Well, today was this poem, and it's by George Cooper called October Party. October gave a party, the leaves by hundreds came, the chestnuts, oaks, and maples, and leaves of every name. The sunshine spread a carpet, and everything was grand. Miss Weather led the dancing, Professor Wynn the band. And there you go. The October Party by George Cooper.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice, Phil.
Yes, but, I think we had our scary ghost story at Kona Kai a few years ago,
yeah.
But we're going to have to save that one for a little bit later in the month. But
we will have to kind of hold up.
Yeah, do you
that,
want
that
to?
That was
you
one
have,
of the best
you
ones.
You had quite a few ghost stories there. Would you mind actually telling us a few?
I'll tell you a couple, and then you can tell the one that we were talking about yesterday about Cannonball.
Oh,
I'll
sure.
Tell that one, and then but I'll go ahead and start though. There we were one time at the club that Ted and I used to work at. You know, we were closing one night. It was Ted, it was me and Tony Benjamin and Greg Matsura and Skip. So there's some name drops, but the way back with us. It was probably 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30, somewhere in there. And you know, I think that this place is pretty much replete with ghost stories. I mean, heard a lot of things, you know. I guess there was, like, way back when, supposedly a Green Beret got stabbed in the neck or something. Like, you know, his blood was, like, remained on the it was next to the kiddie pool, and I guess that was,
what?
Like, yeah.
What's this crack?
Yeah, I had this happen a long time ago. I don't know, it could be a lot of hearsay, so. But yeah, that was just, you know, there's a lot of weird things. I don't know what the story of Conan Kai is, you know. It's a buried on something, but
man, I remember Mike's story when Mike used to close up the country club portion. He said one time he was sitting there in the living room section, I guess, by the pool, and he heard a cannonball, and he looked over, and the water was still and calm, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and nobody was at the place.
Yep. And then, you know, and this is a pretty legit guy. I mean, he's not gonna, you know, say anything that he thinks is, like, he's basically straight as an arrow.
Yeah, the guy doesn't smoke no crack.
No, he definitely does not smoke no dope. But yeah, so that was kind of weird. And then, like, the other thing that I was gonna, you know, finish there was that, like I said, that he saw a dark figure on the roof, and then, you know, he stopped moving away. And again, that could be his imagination. More than likely it was, but. Well, it wasn't his imagination because we all heard it. There was no one there because us, I mean, the whole club. All of a sudden, like, you know, that awning that covers the part of the club, like, we were under there, and the water started, you know, pretty much rush from the pipes. You know, it's like, when there's no one there, who in the world's turning the water on? So that just pretty much freaked everyone out. Tony especially, he bolted out of there, and I did too, and then, you know, we all pretty much pissed off, but you know, that was those are two kind of strange occurrences. The one that we'll save for later is definitely that was something that we cannot explain.
Yeah, that was one unique experience, kind of freaky. Was it in October too?
It may have been. It was definitely in the fall or winter.
Yeah.
So
cool.
But,
well, I think we.
Yep. So.
I think we should wrap it up since this is the third take. Have other things in my life I should be doing. Many hours have been spent to make this one episode, people, so you better enjoy it. You better
love it. We want your feedback, people.
Yes.
Love it or hate it.
Yes.
Let us know.
Yes, love it or hate it. Definitely contact us. See you here. Call us. Leave us scary messages. All over the place. 206-222-2328. You can also find Dave's awesome movie and the Canada movie on timelybeaver.com. Also, Rex,
check out my movie.
Yes, check out Dave's movie if you love surfing, rock and roll, guitars, and soaring high through the clouds. You must check it out.
Yep.
So find it on this show and also under September 21st, Moose and Beaver.
And yep. Exclusive or extensive, I should say, use of the Ken Burns effect.
Gotta love the Ken Burns effect. It's my favorite.
That's right,
thing in
the world. Man. Oh yeah, you introduced me to it, Ted. So anyways, it's not that much. My first movie ever. I just took some pictures up, put an Eddie Van Halen song in the background, and went to work. But
what Eddie Van Halen song was it?
It's called Eruption. It's one that that was I learned on guitar. It's one of the hardest. It's a very hard song to play. So that's not me, by the way. That's playing. That's Eddie.
Oh, we got to hear some Dave tunes too sometime.
What's that?
We got to hear some Dave tunes.
Oh, we will. We will definitely do that. We'll have a jam session one time, and like, if any musicians are out there, please get in touch with us.
Yes, definitely do. And special thanks to also the musicians today, the Bloody Irish Boys. Find them at thebloodyirishboys.com. And yeah, if you care at all, vote for us in October at Podcast Alley. Link at podcastalley.com or our website. We really don't care. And any final parting words, Dave?
Nope, just get in touch with us. We know you're out there, so please. Please give us feedback. Let us know what you like, let us know what you don't like. But just let us know.
Yes. Anyways, I'd like to let you know I like BJs on cool winter mornings.
Well, okay, I can't then. Argue with that.
Well, I'll catch all you beavers and believers later. And Dave, I will see you again soon.
All right, Ted, thanks a lot. And for people out there, we will talk to you shortly. Take care.
Whoa, that's stellar.